I trusted Square, and this betrayal combined with my Asperger's is just making me lose all hope. I just don't think I can pretty much track my childhood growth to adulthood alongside the releases of Final Fantasy games. It's funny how my maturation ended up paralleling that of the series itself. I guess I'm just blessed that by coincidence my birth happened at the exact time to make something like this even possible. Wide-eyed and excited, brash and sure of righteousness and good in the world, I felt drawn to Final Fantasy IV, 2 in the United States, on that SNES like no other game I had been drawn to before. A few years later, I was a little more vulnerable, understanding of my need for friendship and trust, and Final Fantasy VI, 3 in the United States, was there as well. Terra and I were going through the same experiences in our lives. I purchased a PlayStation just because of Final Fantasy VII, and I was rewarded for my trust with only the greatest game to ever grace a console. Bold, deep, mature, it was everything I was craving. The loss of Aerith paralleled the deep, personal loss that I had experienced just prior in real life. And just like with Final Fantasy VI, I felt the game, and I sort of got through the tougher periods together. This continued with Final Fantasy VIII, and Final Fantasy IX was just what I was looking for at the time. A joyful reminder of the youth and things past, and a sense that it was okay to recapture it and revel in it, even if its time was past. Once again, I picked up a PS2 just for Final Fantasy games. I would talk about how Final Fantasy X mirrored my brash entry into a more adult world and relations with the opposite sex, and X-2 led to my understanding and acceptance of that. But I just don't have the heart. My soul is crushed. I can't even think about how Final Fantasy XII right now. I just can't. I bought a PS3 for Final Fantasy XIII and not much else. I put my trust in Square, in Sony, and in myself. That trust has been broken. I really don't know what I am feeling right now, but it is unfamiliar. I am angry, but it is more than that. Part of the Final Fantasy series was making a total commitment to the console, and being rewarded for that commitment with a barrage of emotions, feelings, and sensations that only a game carefully crafted in a symbolic relationship with a single console could provide. Now that Square Enix has violated my trust and this bond, it's not going to be the same this time. I hate to say this, but it looks like I'm going to have to forge a new life of my own now, without Final Fantasy guiding me along. But right now, all I feel like I can do is cry.